again for the whole year. I mean, next year I'm going to Joliet.
Oh, Joliet.
I'm moving. So.
Yeah.
It'll probably be pretty fun. I'll make new friends. So.
Oh.
And I'll get a dog. And maybe even a hamster.
Are they gonna get married?
My mom and Gloria. It's gonna be really fun. It's gonna be boring going out there. It takes like about 8 hours or something.
8 hours?
About 4 or 8 hours, I'm not sure. When my mom went, 4, 5 hours. About 5 or 4.
Do you want a banana tea?
Not really. Are you hungry?
Oh, yeah. I want cheese. So I got a banana and a pickle. And crackers and
I can't wait till your swing set is your swings are on the swing set.
Yeah, it'll probably take you till this evening.
Yeah.
But you can still stay here.
No.
Are you gonna go to Suzanne Willen if she asks again?
No.
Why not?
I don't think she's pretty.
Looks aren't everything.
I mean, she's close. She'd be a good lady. No, I don't know. I'd reconsider it. I'd dump an ugly girl.
Man, you
won't. I'm that type. I just.
What's your favorite kind of shoes?
I don't have one. I mean, I was the first one in fifth grade ever to get shoes like this. This year. You know,
you were the first person to that was new in the school went with every girl in fifth grade.
Who, me?
Besides Tracy Oshman there and Amy. Leslie Robinson. Did you go with that? Leslie Robinson ever?
Oh, I asked her. Megan Mathias. I was on a fan bus to a game, and Megan Mathias was there, and she said, Zach, who do you like? And I said, Promise Motel?
Yeah, and we went through all that jazz. And I said, Leslie Robinson. And then she said, remember to ask her to go with you? And I said, no. And she went, yes, I'm going.
Next day, I saw Leslie Robinson and Megan walking up the hill while me and Dominic were kicking the kickball, and all of a sudden, Leslie screamed, want a candy bar? And I said, sure. And she threw it to me, and I grabbed the candy bar, put it in my pocket. And Dominic was walking away. I was thinking, oh, shit. And then Megan said, ask her. And I said, no, I'm not asking her. It was your idea. And then, right in the middle of school, in the middle of a class, she walked up to sharpen her pencil, and she said, Leslie, Zach wants to know if you want to go with him. If you want to go with him. Everybody heard. Everybody in the class.
I would have said yes at any point.
She was pissed off. And she said, I'll think about it. But boy, she was mad. She never gave a response. Yep. I would have said, hey, you know how you were thinking about it? What's the answer?
Debbie Galbraith in sixth grade, you know her?
Yeah.
And, well, I used to go with her, and, she's nice. Well, anyway, when she came to the school, yesterday at the Spring Fest, I saw her there. We went into the concert, we started walking around. Oh, that's when I was over by the Free Posters place, and, there's this fish, in a little goldfish in a plastic bag on by tape, and goes, hey, do you want that? How would you like to adopt the fish? I go, sure. So I had to take the fish home. And the fish died last night. I called it Alex, and I said,
when did you get your fish?
Huh?
When did you get it?
Yesterday. And it died last night.
Wow.
I got so mad. Man, it's just like I'm not allowed to have pups. I'm not allowed to have pets. Like, it's like the Lord upstairs doesn't mean for me to have pets. I'm just sitting there praying. Why'd you do it? And I go, you better save Alex.
We're quite cold. Want to see something?
What?
We've had this in every household we've owned since we got it, hanging up in a place where it can be seen.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
What's your religion?
Oh, we're Roman Catholic.
So what?
My mom got it. My dad gave it to me. It's pretty good.
You know, did you see the movie The Day Jesus Died?
The Day Christ Died.
Yeah. No. He was dragging, he's carrying that pole, and that's supposed to be like he's carrying his sins. It's weird. God was Jewish, and I'm Roman Catholic, and
My mom didn't take the counter back. Now I can't tell them to stop.
Well, you know, it's weird. I don't know what it is. There's just something awesome about the Nazi party that I like. I like their uniforms, their weapons, and I like their ways of thinking, but, you know, since I,
most of the world hates Nazis.
I know. That's what's strange about me. I don't know why I like Nazis. In fact, since I like the Nazis, I was developing a hatred for Jewish people, but I still, I'm not racial about everything.
My favorite neighbor.
It's weird.
My favorite neighbor was a rabbi. He was Jewish. You know, like a Jewish priest.
Yeah.
He's called a rabbi.
Yeah. Those rabbis always wear those freaky hats.
Yeah, I know.
During the ceremony they wear those beanies, and during that they wear those brim hats.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird. But where we live, it was pretty much, we had a lot of Jewish people, and we even had a JCC, Jewish Community Center, where special Jewish people could go to school. But anyway, my best friend, who was Jewish, was rich. He had one of those table board 6x4 screens in his own room.
Man.
And he also had an Atari 5600 hooked up on it. It looked wicked and cool. I'd play games like Missile Command with them, and the bases would be like this. And
I'm no good at Missile Command. I'm a lot better. It's not my favorite game or anything, but I'm a lot. This game is. I'm better at this game than any other video game that I play. Pac-Man.
Same here. You know, like we were talking about Tina and stuff. Girl, I could just punch her. She makes me sick because at first when she came to this school, the first day she came was a Monday and I had been, and I skipped band for her, just for her. And I was her friend for quite a while and stuff. And then she's gonna dump this junk on me and say, Jessica, are you my friend? You aren't my friend, I knew it. I could have just knocked her out.
You know what? You know, I like the part. I like the part when she was screaming in third grade. She cooked like she was a little baby. She was going, yay, I want to go home.
And she is a little baby. She needs her mind reduced.
And you know what she did? She ran away from school.
I know. Well, you know that tip I showed you with them songs on it?
Yeah.
She couldn't sing none of them. When she tried to sing, she go, girl, I can understand you. I'm talking.
No, I heard this in one. She was trying to sing Beat It. She was they told me don't you ever beat it. Just beat it. They told me don't you ever come out here. I want to see if she better.
She needs to go somewhere because, see, after all, at school, she thinks she's the hottest one there. Amy C said she don't like her, and that's supposed to be Tina's best friend of today. Amy C invited me to spend the night at her house. Tina doesn't know it, but she got mad when I kept on talking to Amy C.
But are you going?
And we kept on ignoring
Tina. Are you going to her house?
I don't know when. Probably. I doubt it, though. I don't know.
Why?
It really doesn't matter.
Not over Tina's, over Amy C's.
Did Amy C live by Tina?
No. And see, Tina, she wanted to be Carmen's friend, and one day, while Carmen was chasing her boyfriend and stuff, and we were talking, Carmen comes over there, and Tina goes, "Go on and chase your boyfriend. You don't want to hang around us. Go on, get out." And that's why Carmen doesn't like her. And Tina keeps on trying to be friends with her.
Well, if I was Carmen, you know what I'd do? I'd say, "Listen here, Tina, I'm tired of your blank blank. And if you do something again, I'm going to kick your butt. So you better just leave me alone. And I'm not playing either.
She keeps
if you want to try it, you just come on."
She makes somebody sick. See, she made somebody sick because she's just, how does she treat you, Ellery?
Like a son of a blank blank.
Of a dog, in other words.
Yeah.
She called me B-I-T-C-H one time. I said, "A B-I-T-C-H is a dog, and a dog is my outside girl. Thank you for the compliment." She started, she was mad.
She got, because you know why? Because she got lots of problems. But, see, nobody haven't kicked her butt yet to tell her I am.
I told her if she hits me, that I'm going to lay her butt out in 5 punches. She's going to be laying on that ground and ain't going to be able to get back up in centuries. She's going to be just, her graveyard going to be in a merry-go-round if that happens to be where she lands, because ain't nobody going to move her. Let's talk about somebody different. I want to talk about Carmen. She's
okay.
I got some best friends. It's going to be you, Carmen, Amber, sort of Bethany, and Kendra. And those are my only best friends. And Amy C, too, and Carrie and Jenny. I like a whole bunch of girls, but those are only my best friends. Because some girls act weird. I swear, when I find out who's been talking about me, Miss Kohler's class, ASS is grass.
You know what? What's her name? Erica Springer. She could have called you up. You know what?
If she did, by the end of the year, when she go back to Florida, wherever she going for the summer, her skin gonna already be burned. It's gonna be burned by me. I'm gonna stick a label on, say "Burned by Jessica Bennett," and proud of it too. Gonna engrave it with my fingernails right in her booty.
I just hit her booty.
And see, I'm gonna label that good. She gonna be, when she go to Florida, whatever, put that bathing suit on.
Well, that's about all what I did in Springfield. What'd you do while I was gone?
Babysit.
Okay, you babysit. Okay, well, what happened while you babysit?
Well, the first girl I went to go babysit was 5 years old, and her name was,
Don't do that.
Her name was, Yevon. And, she was American. And she doesn't really know how to write. She doesn't really know how to add. She's only 4 years old, or 5, I can't remember now. And, when I came over there, she was making like a small little puzzle-like thing. And she had asked me, she was showing me how to make S's. And when she showed me how to make the S, she did it the opposite way around the normal S goes. In other words, she went like this, me tell. You know, she was going, "Well, that's the way my mom told me to write the S's."
Yeah, she doesn't know how to do it.
I know. And, well, then before she went to bed, I had asked her what you know, her mom wanted me to read or something, and I asked her, "What do you want to read?" She goes, "I would like to read, could you read me Cinderella?" So I read her Cinderella, and after that, I asked her, just for curiosity, if she knew anybody named Evan, or Taylor, or Amy, and, you know, those people that live next to us, E-hats.
Because,
you know, they were about the same age. And she said, "No, I haven't read that book yet."
Oh, God.
You know
God.
What I mean? She was on a complete different thing.
Yeah.
I gotta wait around out here because Kathy's coming to get me, and I'm just gonna go to her house because, you know, she's just picking me up with my mom and dad going out on the weekends on Saturday. So I'm just staying up there Friday and Saturday, and she met these guys up there. I forgot what their names were, but they all want to meet me. And you know what she told them?
What?
She told them I had a Mercedes.
Your mother?
She says I have a Mercedes and a Honda Accord. I have a Honda Civic, not a Accord. Accord's a lot nicer. God, she told me I had a Honda Civic and a horse and a motorcycle. And I'm like, God, what is your problem? I'm going to go to Mercedes.
What do you want me to do, Mom? Get pregnant before I go to high school?
What? Debbie. I'm talking about Debbie. Oh, Debbie told her friend.
I asked if your mom did that. Let me see.
No.
Debbie's crazy. She is really crazy. What's the thing about her? Her and Liz would not get along at all.
And they're too much alike. Yeah. And they'd fight.
Is that what Debbie told you?
No. I mean, that's what I figured out.
Do you know almost everybody at Great Skate Trend who goes on Saturdays, even the unpopular people?
Yeah.
Do you know this one guy? He's 21. His name is Pat.
Yeah.
Blonde hair. Glasses. They're not really thick glasses. You know, they're just more like shades other than glasses.
Pat, yeah.
You know Pat, blonde hair, and he's kind of big, not really big. You know that one guy?
Is it kind of brownish blonde?
Yeah, kind of brownish blonde.
Yeah.
And he's built like, he's sort of built like John Tall, but only he's tall.
Yeah.
And he's
funny. Hey, can I grow up?
And he's a Catholic. You think he does? I don't think he's ugly. I think he's kind of cute. He is a cutie. I think he is.
If he's the same guy that I'm talking about, he's kind of, does he have tennis shoe skates?
No.
Okay, then.
No, he doesn't have tennis shoes. He's 20. Oh, he's has a with the Pope on it. He's Catholic.
The Pope.
A lot of Catholic guys have that. It's their Catholic religion.
Tammy's Catholic. She's got this cross thing on her.
John Stamos has a cross.
Thomas Howell's got a regular necklace, and I have one at home. Way up below.
Well, I might go skating this Saturday. No, next Saturday.
Go this Saturday.
I don't have money, Susan. I'm paying $17 for my lunch. I owe the school $4 on candy bars. I owe my mom $10. But he likes me. He's 21, and he likes me. But he can't. Because he's too old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it'd be like
he'd go to jail or something. When he first met me, he just said hi. I said hi. And he said, "What's your name, Jan?" I said, "Hi, my name's Pat." And then he hugged me. I'm like, you know, just a friendship hug, you know. Whenever we see each other, we might hug or something like that.
And how old did he think you were?
17.
You look at
yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Terry, you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, this is
good.
Yes.
Ow.
Where was I? And then the second time he goes, "Hi, how are you?" I said, "Fine." We shook hands again. And then he goes, "So you want to get into a little sex now? This is an overnight state." And he was, you know, I go, "What?" And, you know, he was sort of joking, but he was serious. You know, I would have said no. He would have said I was just joking anyway. If I would have said yes, he would have said after skating, you know.
Yeah.
And this is I said, "Are you crazy?" He goes, "No, how old are you?" I said, 13. He goes, "Okay, earlier you told me that I was really pretty." I said, "No, I'm not." You know, I of course was wearing my makeup and stuff because I look terrible without makeup. You can admit it, you know.
I like you better with makeup.
I went to the doctor's office embarrassed. I was walking down because I didn't have any makeup on. Like, you know, I didn't look at anybody. My head was down, you know. Because I got to work on my acne and blackheads and stuff. And when I told him I was 14, he goes, "Oh, you're cute." "You're cute." He goes, I have to wait till you catch up." And then I saw him at the mall when I was at Lucy's. He goes, "Hey, Jan, how are you?" I turned around and said, "Oh, hi, Pat." We talked a little. That was when Liz's mom walked in, and she was standing, talking to me, and he walked over, and I go, "So, Pat, you have a girlfriend?" He goes, "No, I'm still waiting for you." And I went over to Liz's house after I got back from the mall, and after I left, I just sort of listened at the door to see, and Liz's mom said, was that guy hitting on Janet at the mall? I mean, did he want, was he kind of, you know, trying to seduce her and everything? And like, I was like, oh my God, Liz.
I'm so glad to get this cast off. Shave my legs. I swear the hair was so long you could roll it in rollers.
But yeah, see, I was laying out today and I was embarrassed because my dad walked over to Stuart's. Greg was out in his yard. So I walked over there and I didn't have my legs shaved. I'd put on a pair of shorts. But
what's Greg think of your new pattern?
He called me a poodle.
You still hot with him?
Nah. We're just friends. He and Donna are getting pretty serious.
He's such a good one to kiss.
Now, the proper of that would be Donna and he are getting pretty serious.
Oh, be quiet!
I think that's right. I'm not sure. I never was good with he and him.
I
think it's he because you go, he is getting pretty serious. You leave out Donna and change your verb, and that's how you can
forget it. I'm coming out the next Saturday night.
You can't skate.
Mm-hmm. Have you saw Doyle, Eugene?
No, I haven't talked to him too much.
He's so sweet. He's been working so hard. He does in the summer. He works from dawn till dark in the summer. He is a worker.
He's putting on the weight there. He's not fat or anything. He's not even chubby. He's just, I mean, he's like a stick. He'll lose it though this summer.
Yeah, talking about losing. That kid, oh, he's going to be a millionaire if he keeps working with it. And I kid you not.
You kid me not?
That's what Kim's got me stuck on saying.
My mother says that all the time. I kid you not.
That's what Kim says.
And shove it, Mother. Do you have a pen?
Mm-hmm.
I need to write something.
I mean, you know. Oh, there's my neighbor, Steve Eastman. Have you ever saw him? He's a doll. He's so sweet.
Calm down, dear.
There is a red shirt up there. He's not away. Wait a minute. Wait till he comes around here again.
How old is he?
He's 17. 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, he's a doll. There's his collar. It was in the tornado. I'm fighting him every time.
Oh. Does he got a girlfriend?
No.
Let's go meet him.
Okay. Come on. Oh, we can't leave this.
Sure we can. Our time's up.
Anyways, I killed Mora twice in one spot. It's where Molly, this, you know, my dog that we used to have, mm-hmm. that she got run over. Anyways, we buried her over at the side yard.
You ran her over?
Yeah, and her grave is still, I don't know, it was just a year ago. Anyways, the ground is still about 3 inches higher than the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I ran the lawnmower over it and killed it, start the lawnmower again.
Mm.
I mean, you know, just back it up, start it, push it over again, and kill it.
We had dogs who used to bring home dead chickens.
Oh, gag.
Guess who had to bury them?
What a fun job. Who went to bury dead chickens?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Where do you get dead chickens at?
Next door neighbor.
I bet your neighbor loved him.
I think the neighbor killed him.
Oh.
And threw him in the back of his yard.
God.
Which was a field.
What kind of neighbors did you live by?
Well, it was country. They do wild things in the country.
I guess. Our neighbors, you know, the Lawlers that I told you that have the horses?
Whenever
we rode our bikes down there. They used to have a dog. His name was Huck. He was a cute one. Yeah, he was real big.
We used to have a dog named Fifi.
Huck was real big, and they liked him a lot. But he just had one fault. He loved to eat chicken eggs out of the nests.
And that was a no-no.
And that was a no-no because her egg business went down the tubes when he started getting in the chicken house.
Oh.
Jill must be spoiled if you ask me.
Pretty.
You know what those glasses cost?
No.
200.
200 for glasses? Does she need glasses?
Nothing. Well, yeah, she does.
$200? What are regular glasses?
You can get them for, well, just because the frame she got.
Yeah, I know, but what would normal people pay for glasses?
I got about 50. Mm-hmm.
50? So about...
Okay.
How? She's got new clothes on every
single day.
Me, I've never. It's a year right behind.
Christmas.
Yeah. Not even that.